We've got two special interviews with two special leaders. Prepare to be blessed, edified, and encouraged.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
The cosmos. The universe, the God who created the universe, the trans dimensions of God, or the transdimensionality of God. Do those words lose you, inspire you? We're going to talk in a moment to Dr. Hugh Ross, Christian astronomer, founder and president of Reasons to Believe. And every one of you listening can get a copy of his book, Beyond the Cosmos, the Transdimensionality of God. A reader of the book was so deeply blessed and impacted by it, he said that he would buy a free copy of the book for everyone who wanted to get one for a limited time. So we're going to tell you how in a moment. No, this is not caller number 11 gets it or a raffle. This is everybody. So in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Dr. Hugh Ross. This is Michael Brown. Welcome to The Line of Fire. The second half of this hour, I'll be speaking with Bishop Joe Matera about his new book on 25 things that your pastor didn't tell you. Remember, Joe Matera is a pastor as well, so he's writing as a pastor. We'll be talking with Joe as well, Bishop Matera. But first, let me talk to you about the God of the universe. I sent Nancy a video last night that a friend had sent me. It's a popular video on YouTube, but it put things together very nicely in, what, maybe 7 or 8 minutes about what we call the fine-tuning of the universe. Ah, okay. That's the set. Got it, Bishop Matera, in the second hour. Got it. All right. So, Dylan, you could change the blurb to fix that if I don't have that set up properly. Okay. Got it. So hang on. What do I have wrong in my schedule here? Did I just tell everyone to tune in at the wrong time to listen to Dr. Ross? Let's just take a look here. No, we got that right. Ah, okay. All clear. Forgive me for the confusion. We're clear. We're good to go. All right. I sent Nancy this short video last night that was sent to me about the fine-tuning of the universe. And what's meant by that is that the universe operates on certain mathematical principles. And if any one of these things was varied in the slightest degree, you know, one of the specific things that was being spoken of, whether it was the force of gravity or something else that intersected with the law of physics, was if you took every second of time since the world was created, and let's go back to an old earth creation, so it's even longer, whether you believe in that or not, okay? And you count every second that's ticked, so however billions, trillions, quadrillions, whatever seconds, if one, so make that now a mathematical equation. If one of those things, just 1 second different, the universe couldn't exist as we know it and contain life. Anyway, Nancy mentioned to me that whenever she sees something on the universe, she just begins to weep. It gives her this revelation of the greatness of God and the majesty of God. It's just something that touches her deeply. Dr. Hugh Ross is one of those people that has a great understanding of the universe as an astronomer with a PhD from the University of Toronto. But, as someone who loves and knows the Lord, it helps him to bring a perspective that a secular astronomer might be missing. So, the book, Beyond the Cosmos, The Transdimensionality of God, it is in its third edition. When we come back, I'll tell you how you can get a free copy. Someone's going to buy it for you if you want it. That's right. I'm holding it in my hand. It's an amazing book. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us. I'm holding in my hand the third edition of Dr. Hugh Ross's book, Beyond the Cosmos, The Transdimensionality of God. The website to go to is reasons.org. Reasons.org. And we'll tell you in a moment how you can get your free copy of Beyond the Cosmos. I was kind of blown away when we got a note from the folks at Reasons to Believe, and we'd like to have Dr. Ross on and talk about the book. Always delighted to have him on or another guest from Reasons to Believe. But when I heard about what's going on, I had to read it a couple times to see that it was real. So we'll tell you how in a moment. Dr. Ross, welcome back to The Line of Fire. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before you explain to us what the transdimensionality of God is, could you just give us in succinct form the concept of the universe being fine-tuned? I was just talking about that before you came on. Just in terms of, from a believing viewpoint, what this says to you.
Well, it's not just that the universe is fine-tuned to make possible our existence. It's also fine-tuned to enable us to make amazing scientific discoveries that point to a God behind the Bible. It's also designed in an exquisite way to make possible the redemption of billions of human beings. I wrote about that in my last book, Improbable Planet, how when you read through the creation text in the Bible always links the doctrine of creation with the doctrine of redemption. And there are passages where God talks about beginning his works of redemption before he creates anything. So I tell a story of how literally every event in the history of the universe, our galaxy, our planetary system, our planet, and the whole history of life, each item plays a critical role in making possible the redemption of billions of human beings.
Wow. So it's not just what we hear about, that everything operates by precise laws that points to an intelligent designer. You're saying it points to an intelligent redeemer.
Points to an intelligent redeemer with a purpose for humanity that lasts beyond the existence of this universe.
All right. Transdimensionality. If you could explain that to us non-scientists out there, what are you speaking of?
Well, the universe that we experience has got four dimensions: length, width, height, and time. And if you look at particle physics and cosmology, we can discern that in addition to length, width, and height, there are six other dimensions of space. And then the creation of the universe demands that there must be an agent beyond the universe that's got the capacity to move and operate in at least the equivalent of two dimensions of time. And the space-time theorems prove that that creator can create space-time dimensions at will. So it's not just that God is extra-dimensional, able to move and operate in at least 11 space-time dimensions. He's trans-dimensional in that he can create space-time dimensions at will and remove them at will and is no way constrained by the dimensions he creates.
Okay, so is this a theological concept only, or is this something that scientists would understand in terms of trans-dimensionality?
Both scientific and theological. I mean, there's one chapter in Beyond the Cosmos where I lay out the latest scientific discoveries that establishes that the universe has 10 space-time dimensions and that there's a creator beyond those 10 space-time dimensions. The rest of the book is theological application. In fact, if you look on the back cover, you'll notice it's one best theology book of the year when it was first released. And so what I try to do is say, if God is as powerful and as big as the new physics establishes he must be, what does that tell us about doctrines like the atonement, the Trinity, the simultaneity of human free will and divine predestination, and God's plan for eliminating evil and suffering, and what heaven and hell will be like? I mean, what got me when I was first looking at the different holy books that undergird the world's religions is how everyone except the Bible puts God in a four-dimensional box. The Bible is the only one that presents doctrines about God that can't be explained if there's only four space-time dimensions. And one thing I mentioned early in the book we humans cannot visualize phenomena and dimensions that we don't personally experience. And so seeing that in the different holy books told me these non-biblical books have the signature of being invented by human beings, because it shows the limitations of human visualization. The Bible transcends that. So the Bible, when I was in my late teens, says this is the only book out of all the ones I looked at that possibly could be inspired by a being that transcends the 10 space-time dimensions of the universe. And that was a big factor in my coming to Christ.
Wow, extraordinary. And we've talked previously about, say, the doctrine of the Trinity, which you get into. You've got numerous scriptures and extra dimensionality and God's triunity that a lot of believers struggle. Well, how could what my belief about this be right, be accurate? Because I can't quite grasp it. Or how can three be one? Or the world mocks it. Islam and Judaism reject it. But you're saying that that's one of the proofs of its spiritual reality, and that it's naturally incomprehensible and must be spiritually comprehended.
That's exactly right. I mean, my own mother resisted becoming a Christian for 30 years because she said the Trinity is a mathematical impossibility. And finally, when she would let me interrupt her, I would say, you're right. It's mathematically impossible that God is constrained to length, width, height, and time. But once you understand that God transcends those space-time dimensions, the Trinity is no longer a contradiction. And the fact that the Bible and only the Bible teaches the doctrine of the Trinity is evidence that the Bible's message comes from the transcendent being that created the universe.
Mm. All right, friends, before I go any further with this interview, folks have been contacting Reasons to Believe and letting them know how reading Beyond the Cosmos was literally life-changing for them. There's a friend of the ministry, a friend of Reasons to Believe. He was so moved by the book that for a limited time, he wants to buy you. Who am I talking to? You, whoever is listening right now. He wants to buy you a copy of the book to experience Beyond the Cosmos for yourself. So here's how you get it, all right? And this is only while the supplies last. So this is being given away. There's no hype here. Go to reasons.org. You'll see an image of a microphone to remind you of this radio interview. Click on the microphone, and you'll have the instructions there. This is not one of these things where you only get the first chapter and have to spend the rest of the money to get the book. Someone wants to bless you. They were that impacted by the book. So go to reasons.org. Click on the image of the microphone. Tell your friends immediately to do this, because this is limited time, and you'll get a copy of Beyond the Cosmos through the generosity of a friend of Reasons to Believe. And of course, once you're there, explore the website. You'll be amazed by all the relevant, edifying resources by scientists and philosophers and theologians, all who love the God of the Word. All right, if we can do this in a couple of minutes before our break, can you give us an example of the impact of adding or subtracting a dimension?
Well, for example, I've had a couple of Muslim apologists in my office a couple of weeks ago, and they said, you know, what bothers us about Christianity, you've got this man that sits on the cross for only 6 to 9 hours, and you Christians claim that he's able to atone for the sins of every human being who ever lived? And I said, well, it wasn't just a man dying on the cross. It was God dying on the cross, the God that created the space-time dimensions of the universe. He wasn't just suffering for 6 to 9 hours. In those 6 to 9 hours, he had access to at least the equivalent of two other dimensions of time. And so I kind of laid out a diagram for them on my desk of what God can do if he's got access to three dimensions of time, where you could, in just 6 hours of our time, have 100 billion parallel lines of time.